a different reaction to the list of base closings in Oklahoma. None of Oklahoma's major military bases are on that list. In fact, the state's bases would gain jobs, thousands of them, as part of the Pentagon's plan. Joining us now from the road en route from Vance Air Force Base to Altus Air Force Base is Republican Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on, Michelle.
And I imagine this is a good day in Oklahoma.
Oh, it is a very good day in Oklahoma. We keep all five of our primary active military bases, and we might indeed pick up as many as 3,000 more jobs in Oklahoma, both active military and civilian support people.
And how might that happen?
Well, simply because as the work has been reallocated, apparently decisions were made in the Pentagon that the facilities in Oklahoma had the capacity to do additional work and that it would be more efficiently used here.
Why do you think the state was spared?
Well, I think it's just the total package that that Oklahoma presented with its facilities. Military readiness, encroachment. When you looked at the Oklahoma situation, we scored well. And we just have had a very aggressive federal delegation for 30 years now working to make sure that every resource that was needed by our local bases has been there. This is a long, hard process, and sometimes people forget that we're the sum of our experiences when it comes to base utilization and abilities.
A long process that's not yet over. As we've said, this is a recommended list of base closing. As the horse trading continues, is it possible, or are there any worries that an Oklahoma facility might still land on that list?
Well, every part of this report will now be examined by the BRAC Commission. We have a long summer and fall ahead of us to make sure that the good logic we believe that was used in this process ultimately is reflected in that final document on or by the 8th of September.
Congressman Lucas, thanks for talking to us and safe travels to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma.